1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. Lori Lou keeping me company and being mesmerized by the sunrise.
Oh my gosh.
Mesmerized sunrise.
Retina's back from last week? 2 weeks ago. It's just as bad. I need to bring sunglasses.
I could close the blinds, but
no.
I don't want to.
Again, no.
Yeah, it makes it happier when it's...
All right, let's get right into this.
Okay.
Is it go big give time?
I don't know.
It's go big give time. I just want everybody to know it is go big give time. And I'm going to be out there. I got my Harry Potter coming up, my goodness, in a week and a half. And that is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. But I'm also working a little with the United Way, Heartland United Way. I am going to have their poster on my Facebook page. Please go on if you're feeling generous. There's a QR code. Give.
And just to reiterate, because not everybody knows, and there's so many moving parts to Go Big Give, what is it? Give money to whom?
They have 167 local nonprofits. They do this in 4 counties. Just go on to their website, the gobiggive.org, call the Heartland United Way.
And you'll see gobiggive.org, you'll see all the organization. You could pick where you want your donation
yep.
to go.
Yep. Okay. Yep. My thing is for Voice for Companion Animals and Grand Generation Center on Saturday the 26th.
Okay.
I'm getting quite a few people signed up.
This is fantastic.
I know. I'm excited.
Well, they're all good, but you pick two great ones.
Yeah. They're close to my heart. So, yeah, I wish I could do something for everybody, but
well, there's enough of us to go around.
Yeah.
As we've seen in past in Tri-Cities, Nebraska, everybody finds a way to spread it around. But
yeah.
Is Go Big Give, is it a period of time?
It is, when does it start? The 22nd?
So Tuesday.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday.
22nd through May 1st. May 1st is Thursday. This is the pre-give, I think is what they call it. And the actual Go Big Give Day is Thursday, May 1st.
Excellent.
Yeah, I didn't used to know anything about it. Now, since I've been doing this, doing community stuff, I've learned quite a bit about it. And I love to give back to the community. I feel the community is given to me. So it's the least I can do. And you do a lot, too. And we thank you for that.
That's fantastic. Will you stick around? I got to take some phone calls for high-low and then give us your sketch for GI trivia.
Perfect. Yeah, I got to give you my question. I got to figure out which one I'm going to give you.
All right, stay tuned.
Okay.
High-low contest continues. Guess the 5-digit number. Win 107 scratch-offs from the Nebraska Lottery. Call 398-9000.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Franz, man.
Waking up with Franz, man. One man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. High-low contest continues uno momento. Right now, talking to Lori Lou, GI Trivia's Lori Lou. How are you, Lou?
I'm Stu. Wonderful.
Stu.
Beautiful morning.
Beautiful. Today's going to be another good day. Have you started cycling yet?
Yes.
Every morning?
No.
Just on good occasions?
We'll probably get into our every morning, probably May. Morning, Val. It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Right now, mid-40s in the Tri-Cities and a sunny day. Your Tri-Cities forecast headed up to 83. Oh, the forecast changed.
What?
Since this morning. Now it's going to be gusting winds from the south 25 miles an hour.
Are you joking?
No.
Ah, this wind.
I know. I was bragging before the sun came up. The forecast was 5 to 10 miles an hour. Now it's 25.
Well, I won't be cycling today. That's over our threshold.
Next chance of precipitation comes in the form of a 30% chance on the overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. Tonight's low, 56. I slept with the window open last night.
I heard that this morning
glorious.
When I was coming here. That's what you said.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Woke up covered in sand.
I knew that. I knew you were going to say that.
No, it wasn't windy, so it worked.
I had my windows open this weekend, and I thought of you.
Give us your. Do you have a bonus question for us?
Yeah. You ready? I didn't ask you. I was going to ask you if you've seen this movie, but I thought, nope, I don't.
Now, this question will appear at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Grand
All right. In the 1994 movie Pulp Fiction, what was the name of the restaurant that Vince and Mia dance? And that's John Travolta and Uma Thurman.
Yeah, no,
what is the name of the restaurant?
I remember the scene.
Mm-hmm.
They had the.
Remember this?
Yeah, of course. And I remember he took his shoes off, dancing in his socks.
Oh, yeah.
And the milkshake was fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the. I remember the host was a Jack Benny kind of guy.
Okay.
All celebrities on the. I don't remember.
Jackrabbit Slims.
That's right.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't give me grief about doing my little finger things, and you have to tell me we're on the radio. People can't see that.
She was doing the finger dance. No, that sounds wrong. She was doing the dance that includes the fingers over the eyes. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you'll have that at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow, GI Trivia, and food at Wine, Beer,
and Mia's. Mia's will be there. And the cupcake. Cupcakes, oh my gosh, and all that. Cakes, cupcakes, cookies, cupcakes, and all that. She will be there. I know that boy, that I got there though, didn't I?
Painfully.
that was a good plug for her.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The high-low contest continues. Guess the five-digit number and win 107 scratch-offs from the Nebraska Lottery. Call 398-9000.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. Whatever happened to...
Friends, man.
The strong, silent type.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Friends, man. One man party in the morning. 5:30 to 10 on The Island.